The dream economy is here. Are you coming? Welcome. My name is Catherine Morrison, and as I've coached countless online entrepreneurs into six, multiple six-figure and $500,000 businesses, I've learned a lot. One of the main things is that I'm not just here to help you create a high quantity of money. It's actually pretty easy. I'm here to help you do that through the highest quality money imaginable. That means activating and amplifying your unique frequency to take your being and form it into a magnetic, sharply differentiated brand that has clients dropping in out of the sky, salivating to work with you specifically, not someone who does that thing you do. I'm here to help you open the channel for the creation that wants to come through you, where growing your business and building demand comes from razor-sharp business precision, and business growth is always tied to an expansion of your pleasure. Expanding your mind and your nervous system to create more, receive more, and be bigger in visibility and impact in the world than your rational mind ever imagined possible. This isn't matrix business building. It's business building through soul ascension. This isn't just business coaching. This is the timeline to your destiny. Are you ready to play? Welcome to the Ascension Through Entrepreneurship podcast. Let's get started. Soul family, how are you doing? Listen, have you guys signed up to be in the podcast crew yet? If you missed last week's episode, our community is having a celebration to commemorate the 100th episode of the podcast. So what that means is collectively, we are honoring the podcast. So I have put together a workshop for you guys that I will run on June 1st, which is for anyone here that doesn't have clients constantly dropping in, salivating to work with you specifically. If you do not have that result in your business right now, you 100% want to get yourself into that workshop on June 1st with me. This workshop is a part of a workshop I ran for my clients inside of the accelerator. So this is like something that my paid clients receive inside of our container working on their brand. And people came in, my clients came into that workshop thinking that they knew where they were blocked in their marketing and their brand. And they left with like a dozen new areas of awareness where they had no idea, right? They were like unconsciously things that were blocking their most magnetic brand. It was affecting their marketing from just pouring through them. You 100% want to be in this workshop. So to come join us in the podcast crew, it's just three simple steps. Number one, head to your preferred podcast platform. So wherever you're listening to this, I think if you're on Spotify, my ops manager said there's not reviews there. So I don't know, Apple Podcasts, some sort of review platform, leave a review, leave a rating and a review. Number two, share the podcast on your social media and tag us at Catherine Morrison Coaching. That could be just a screen grab of an episode you loved. It could be going back through my Instagram feed and finding a recent episode you really loved, because we share a clip on my feed each week. And you could just take that clip that's on my feed and share it to your social media. It could be your beautiful face just getting on and talking about something you learned from one of the episodes. Sharing the podcast can come in whatever way you feel inspired and compelled to do so. And then, yeah, just tag us at Catherine Morrison Coaching with your social media share. Then when you've done those two very simple, quick things that will take you all of like, I don't know, guys, 2 to 5 minutes, then just send the screenshot of your review and your podcast social media share to support@CatherineMorrisonCoaching.com, and we will confirm your spot for the secret workshop on June 1st. And I was thinking last week about how beautiful and meaningful this has been for me. Seeing in the past week so many of you sharing the podcast, like seeing some of you out walking your babies while listening or sharing a gem from a favorite episode. And it was so touching for me because I literally never ask you guys to rate or review or share the podcast. I'm just showing up, like pouring my heart and soul out for you guys every single week. And I think I've just been so focused on creating content to help you every week. I haven't even thought about how you guys rating and reviewing and sharing deepens our connection to each other. And seeing so many of you sharing last week was so meaningful for me to see and hear your thoughts and shares about how an episode impacted you, or to see you making your French press coffee in the morning while listening. And it got me so juiced up, just feeling connected to the Soul Fam here, that I got inspired. My desire to connect has gotten even stronger. So listen, I want to up the ante. I'm going to have my team aggregate all of the submissions that come in, and I'm going to choose a grand prize winner from the podcast crew for an hour-long deep dive session, like wealth calibration call with me privately, which, y'all, you cannot pay me $1 million to get on a call with me privately. I do not offer private work one-on-one with clients anymore. Trust me, people try to throw a lot of money at me to do so. So this is like a definitely once in a lifetime. I don't know if I'll ever sell one-on-one again opportunity. So listen, this is how it's going to work. I am going to go through the submissions, and I'm going to choose the one that is the best for me in that moment. So that could be probably depending on who you are, right? Maybe it's like deeply reflective and meaningful and you make me cry. Or maybe you're silly and you do a really fun parody. Or maybe it's something super playful and fun and creative that makes me like deep belly laugh, right? So I'm not going to tell you exactly what it has to look like. I want y'all to just you think about the expression of you and what the podcast brings out in you and share. And the grand prize winner, you're going to get an hour-long wealth calibration call with me. I will give you questions to come to the call with, and it will be a holistic mindset, energetic business strategy perspective to hit your income goals from the generation of high quality money, because you know that's how we play around here in 2022. So if you have not rated the podcast and shared it, and here's the deal too, because I know some of you that already shared it are like, now that I know this grand prize is available, you can share again, right? You can really think about what you would want to create as your submission to win the grand prize. And we've gotten a couple questions. So this, yes, if you are a current client of mine, this, you are open. This is available for you. You can submit your rating and review and enter to win the grand prize. If you live outside of the United States, it is also open available to you. There is no income bracket, right? You could be just starting in your business, or you could be at $1 million. I can help both of you. It applies to everybody. So make sure you are just going and rating and reviewing the podcast and then sharing it on your social media, tagging us at Catherine Morson Coaching, and then just sending those two screenshots to support@CatherineMorsonCoaching. It's going to be so good. It has made my heart so happy. Now, speaking of happy hearts, this week we are going to continue to play in the land of desire. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to zoom in on how desire, or repressing soul desire, shows up in specific areas as they pertain to your business. Now, one area that I coach on a lot with my clients is fame. Now, honestly, I don't think a client has ever presented it with that word, fame, being famous, right? Oftentimes, it comes packaged in something like, I don't want to be seen. I'm scared to show my picture online. I'm scared to show my truth. I'm scared to say this edgy thing, right? Standing up and owning yourself in your fullest frequency, in your fullest power, expertise, value, and gifts. Oftentimes, there are beliefs in your brain that make you feel shame or like you shouldn't. But then there's this other part of you that deeply wants to shine. And so I wanted to spend some time today exploring that dissonance, that push-pull dynamic that happens within people. Because as I mentioned, it is your job to decondition your mind and to reprogram it to get on board with the work and desires of your soul. Now, to ground this discussion, let's start with a few definitions of what the word fame means. Fame. Widespread reputation, especially of a favorable character. Fame, the state of being known for having or doing something important. Fame, the state or quality of being widely honored and acclaimed. Now again, The same way we explored last week, looking at where your desires are emerging from and parsing out what was ego, what was soul. Today, as we explore the topic of fame, I want you to consider where both your desire or your resistance is emerging from. Is it ego or is it soul? Is it conditioning, a belief system your mind picked up somewhere unconsciously and just hasn't taken out to question? Or is it emerging from soul, from that bigger, wiser, deeper part of you? Now, the more I study this and coach people, the more fascinating I find the way our sort of primal patterns begin to commingle with our unquestioned social conditioning. Like, for example, it's very common that clients come to me having had relative success in a former life where they were being a great, grade A, A plus box checker with what somebody else told them to do, right? The family of origin, society, their college classmates, right? It was like, this is what living a good life looks like. And then you just were like, I guess I'll do that then, right? Being with someone who suggested, right? Like, this is what you should be. And then you're like, I guess I'll just do that. Okay. And obviously our desire to fit in with the tribe is deep, deep, deep in our animal bodies. And it's so funny. I say obviously, but I think for a lot of people, when they start coming into understanding and learning about the brain and the nervous system, it's not obvious to them, right? That it's just like, well, what? You just shouldn't care what people think. It's like, no, actually, like if you didn't care what anyone thought, like if your brain just had no thoughts about that, there would probably be some sort of mental illness, right? So I'm not saying it's easy work, right? To step outside of a primal pattern. That shit is hardwired. But then on top of that primal part of us, we then have brains that receive loads of social conditioning. So when you mix that primal desire to conform and fit in with the tribe, and then on top of that, you layer on top all of the cultural messaging about who and what it's okay to be within the tribe, right? You end up with a very clogged pathway, potentially, right? Between you and the messages of your soul. If the clogged pathway of what society told you to do stands in contrast to what your soul, right? Like what you are actually here to do on this planet, going to be some dissonance. Do you want to clean up? So for instance, many of my clients have had past experiences where a parent figure or mentor or someone they had pedestalized in some way as like an authority or someone that knows better than them, observed people who were showing up boldly as themselves and would make a remark like, oh, they just want attention, with a thick energetic of judgment laced throughout their voice as they make that remark. Or another very common experience that my clients have before they come to me is maybe having accomplished something or having shone really brightly in some way, maybe when they were a kid or when they were growing up, and then having a person ask you to dim down your excitement, to dim down your light, or to tone it down somehow so as not to make anyone else feel bad, right? Maybe you got into a really amazing school and your sibling didn't get in and you were asked to not look excited or be excited at what you had accomplished, right? That will leave a specific imprint in your psyche. These experiences imprint onto the brain, and as the brain has repeated experiences like this, it starts to form mental models of like the rules that you're supposed to stay within to get love and acceptance and validation from the people around you. Okay. And this doesn't mean these are obviously mental cages that your brain starts to tether you into very tightly from very early on, but it's not because your brain is an asshole. Okay. I think this is very important for you guys to understand, right? Your brain as a child was doing the best it could with the information it had available. It was like, this is who we have to be to get love and acceptance and validation. So like, let's not shine too bright. Let's not do that thing where we are too excited and then we want attention because we've heard this same person sort of cast judgment upon people who are shining brightly in their gifts, right? Your brain is just learning how to fit in and conform. It's wired to do that. So there's like, your brain has done you a favor and it's very valuable that it did that. But now as an adult, you are still running those same patterns that were helpful for you as a child. it's sort of like what got you here won't get you there, right? So what got you that, what you needed as a kid is not going to be what gets you to fulfilling your ultimate potential and what your soul has called you to do in this lifetime. So the brain has these experiences and then it just picks up, like, it's like, oh, wait, like I'm starting to notice from these patterns, right? The brain is excellent at recognizing patterns and it starts to form its experiences of like, when do I see things happening where, a parent or a teacher or someone, right? Like where they cast judgment or where love and acceptance and validation goes away, right? So the brain might learn things like when I shine, it hurts people. Or when I am bright, the people around me stop liking me, okay? So if that's what your brain ends up picking up, it just takes that on as a belief. And you might, I guarantee there's most people who are listening to this right now, have that within you. You literally aren't even aware of it because it's so deep in your subconscious. Okay. Those are super general belief patterns I see a lot. And the patterns of behavior. So this is like, you might like hear that and you're like, oh, that's not me. Right. But listen for these patterns of behavior. Cause a lot of times before you really start going deep and doing the work, you can identify behavior, external behavior, and then be like, what the fuck is going on internally that's causing that, right? So these are some behavior patterns that you can look for to notice if you have something like this, an unquestioned belief system inside of yourself, okay? So here's a couple things. If you have a tendency to diminish your accomplishments, to downplay your abilities, it's likely coming from a root pattern like this. If you feel uncomfortable when someone compliments you, notice when someone says something nice to you, do you open up your body and soak it in and allow yourself to receive it? Or does your body shut down and do you tense up and do you try to deflect the compliment? Like, notice that it's literally like you will feel it in your body. You will get tense when someone gives you a compliment and your initial visceral response will be to deflect it, right? So if someone compliments your hair, you'll immediately say like, oh, you know, it's just the shampoo that I use, right? If someone compliments a piece of your clothing, say, oh, that's just Target from 10 years ago, right? If you have a tendency to do that, if that's a behavior that you're seeing in yourself, you definitely have something like this happening inside of you, right? Like why, if your body immediately shuts down and gets tense and has to deflect, you want to notice that, right? If someone's trying to say something nice to you and your body can't, like if every cell of your body can't open and receive to being seen, to being validated, to being acknowledged, and for you to take it in and drink it in yourself and agree and say, yes, thank you. I receive that. Yes. Yes. I do look good today. Yes. That last post I made was amazing. You should definitely hire me, right? If your body can't soak it in and if your brain can't respond in kind and say, I receive that, you want to really start to notice that. Okay. Here's another one. I see this come up all the time when people in the privacy of their own homes and minds do not allow themselves to acknowledge or celebrate their own gifts, their accomplishments, their work, their being, anything, right? So if you have this with other people doing this to you, you for sure, like, I don't want to say for sure, right? 99.9% you are doing this to yourself in the privacy of your own home, right? Rather than saying like, oh my gosh, you did such an amazing job on that post and allowing your body to soak in, like being proud of yourself. Or maybe you hit a goal and rather than allow yourself to let the body open and receive and feel validated, acknowledged, right? And proud of yourself, your body tenses up and shuts down and sets a bigger goal to keep that feeling inside of you, basically of being unworthy, right? So notice if you have any tendencies like that. Every single round of my mastermind, I am able to see very quickly, right? Because like I said, these internal patterns, I can see them manifest in behavior. And one of the things we have in my mastermind is we do money dances. Y'all, you know, people in my mastermind make a fuck ton of money and there's constantly people on the page. Like I love it. There's a book, shout out to the bookkeeper, Chelsea, in this round of the mastermind. She posted the other day, she was like, okay, I'm not gonna lie, you guys. When I heard on the podcast that we have to dance every time we make money, I almost did not apply. She's already signed 2 clients in just our first week of the mastermind, which is so fun. She's leaving her job next month. But so we do money dances in the mastermind. And every round, I notice there's people who are making a lot of money and they do not allow themselves to show up and to dance. They don't allow themselves to show up and be seen. They don't allow themselves to show up in our private Facebook group, right? With just their most intimate colleagues, where it's the entire container is designed to train your mind and body to expand to wealth. And I can see the resistance when it closes. And because I'm able to identify who's doing it, right? When people are getting results and they're not showing up, I call them out. And then like there was actually a client last round, I had to coach quite a lot on this because she was not allowing herself to celebrate ever. And because of that, she wasn't allowing herself to be bigger in her business. She was making some money, but there is a $1 million business that exists inside of her. And she wasn't allowing herself to see or own it because she was keeping herself in this place where she wouldn't acknowledge any of her current accomplishments. So that's money dances. Let's talk about another pattern of behavior I see for people. I see this when clients that I have raving client testimonials. Their clients love working with them. And they either have testimonials and then they don't share them, or their clients are getting amazing results and they refuse to ask for them. They feel uncomfortable asking for them because they don't want their audience or their clients to think they're quote unquote full of themselves. And what's oftentimes confusing for my clients is that they had some degree of fame. Again, they wouldn't call it fame, but it's the literal definition of the word, right? Like being known for something, having a reputation, having a positive reputation in their former career. Like at our live event last week, I have a client who was a very high up marketing executive in a tech company, and that totally felt okay for her. But now in her business, her brain was giving her very different thoughts about what is appropriate, how it's appropriate for her to show up and market and sell in her business. And what I shared with her that I know will benefit some people listening today is there are a couple factors at play. One, when we are taught in our culture that society will regard us, right? Like we've got to hustle for love and validation because we're not good enough. So we've got to have the exterior accomplishments to like get them, right? When that's the model that's been shoved down our throats, then, and we've disconnected from our soul, then of course, right? We hustle, we get through college, we go get the shiny degree. And then we're like, oh my God, yes, please. Now I can have this regard. This company has given me this title. It's putting me up on the stage to speak, but it's because this external thing is holding up the validation of self. Okay. It's how so many people have been conditioned to perceive themselves, right? To look from the outside and say, am I checking enough boxes? And then if the boxes are checked, right, then it's okay. That's an ego way of looking at it, okay? And when we're wearing a mask that we've been taught to wear and playing a role, like most people are in society, and we have stopped listening to the calls of our soul and our inner world, our inner knowing, our thoughts about ourselves are actually things like, right, when we're disconnected from soul, right, then we don't know our inherent worthiness. And then we've got these thoughts about like, you're not good enough. And all the hats and costumes that that thought wears because we've been shoved down our throats that like you are only good enough once you have XYZ, right? I suggest that you just connect to your soul and clean all that shit up. Because your brain and its conditioning has just been incentivized to shove itself into whatever box it needs to in order to receive outside validation. But then when you begin connecting to the soul, and it has a desire for you, it knows your gifts. It knows your, like what you are here to share with the world. And it has a desire for you to be seen in a way that you've never shown yourself before. Or it wants you to shine brightly in a way where the culture you surround yourself with will have thoughts about, right? Maybe the way your soul is asking you to shine doesn't fit into the boxes that you had growing up, and your brain has thoughts about that. it is very normal that your ego will not want you to break from the mold that you've been taught to shove yourself into. So if you think about fame, about being famous, about being known for your tremendous gifts and seen in all your magnificent brightness, notice what comes up in your brain and body. And then ask yourself, where is that response emerging from? Because chances are, if you are like most of my clients, there is an intense push-pull energy happening. Like everyone is coming to me. It's like their soul is starting to come online and there is a lot of push and pull between soul and brain and we got to clean it up. Where the soul has a desire to shine and be seen, to own and revel in your gifts. And your mind is trying to tamp down the expansiveness, the brightness, the genius that literally just wants to pour out of you. Now, obviously you own a business and you are marketing and selling your gifts. And if you aren't allowing yourself to shine and own how valuable your gifts are, it will impact your marketing and selling, which obviously impacts your income. If you water yourself down in your marketing, it's like having a bright light that's available to you and then being like, oh, I'm just going to take this bright light and I'm going to dim it down really low so that not that many people can see me. Right? It's like your audience can't really see or feel you at all. And then you're wondering why you're not hitting your goals. If you aren't allowing yourself to be seen and visible, and this could be like you actually aren't allowing yourself. You could literally be like, no, I physically am not allowing myself to post photos. I definitely started there when I first started my business, right? Or it could be that your physical body is there, right? Like you're showing up technically, but it's like you are energetically putting on an invisibility cloak so that while your physical body is technically there, your energetic presence can't be seen or felt. Your frequency, your fuck yes frequency is not there. And so when your audience can't see or feel you, then they can't desire you. And when they can't desire you, they don't hire you. What's fascinating is the brain often presents with a story like, it's selfish to show myself like that. It's selfish to show up that big. Like that it's somehow morally wrong to show up that way. But when you have a gift that could deeply help someone and then you don't show up for fear of someone thinking you're full of yourself or whatever, the result that you end up creating is that you selfishly hold yourself back. You hold back your gifts from being shared with the world that could genuinely help people. Like so many people that are currently in your audience that want to buy from you, you're deciding to hold back, not share those gifts with them, not give them the results that they want in their life, not give them the thing that they could really get from you sharing your gifts. You're selfishly holding it back so as to avoid any like projected judgment around like, oh, it's selfish to show myself like that, right? It's very opposite. When you dim your light, you selfishly you hoard your gifts and you don't let anyone in the world have them. And then the people who could benefit from hiring you do not get help. Okay. Your brain, notice if your brain is depriving your audience of the possible future that is available to everyone in your audience if they were to hire you, because it doesn't want to be perceived as quote unquote selfish. Like what is more selfish? Depriving tons of people of the results and solutions that your services provide, or showing up online and making offers to be of service to those people and expressing how you might be able to help them, right? You don't allow your light to shine. That's not moral or good. That's actually an ego play. You want to become very aware of that. The other thing I want to say is the brain could present like, oh, I don't want people to feel bad. We've even had this in the mastermind. When people start making a lot of money, they start to notice it's like, oh, like I shouldn't, if I had a $50,000 month, I shouldn't share because, you know, Bob only had a $10,000 month or whatever the thing is, right? Like we've had things like that. And it's so good that we actually, because the container is so conscious, right? We're able to say like, oh, I can notice that there's this, my brain is telling me not to share because I don't want other people to feel bad. And What I want to suggest is that if your brain is having that, like, I don't want to share or shine too brightly, and I don't want to show my soul gifts to the world because I don't want other people to feel bad. I think it's interesting because I am all in on making people feel terrible. And here's what I mean. There's a difference between pride and arrogance. Okay. And pride is like, and this is the definition as I've self-coached on this and like shining my light, this is where I got to. Arrogance is when you're living in that like societal construct, the teachings of like, okay, this is what makes you better. If you have, you know, this degree, and if you have that, if you have these check boxes, then you're better than other people, right? That's arrogance. And it's funny because people could like, when you're arrogant, it's all ego and you're hollow inside. You're not connected to soul. You're not connected to your own inner power. And you're hustling around in a world where you are deeply desperate to like feel good, right? To get the external validation. And you end up on this treadmill of like, I've got to constantly be better than other people to feel good inside, because it's based on a completely imaginary mental construct that like the society has sort of put, like it's just overlaid on top of the society. But you can just opt out of that, right? And I think when a lot of people think about not wanting other people to feel bad, it's if they're thinking about it from that construct of believing that there are some people that are better or worse than other people for having certain things. Okay. I don't recommend living in that construct of thinking that you're better or worse than people and living in that just an ego play of arrogance. Here's what I am totally down for: living in the area of pride, where you're really proud of yourself and the unique gifts that you have, and that you are deeply aware that every single person around you also has, they're not going to have your same gifts, but they have gifts. They have something that only they can do and only they can give to the world. And here's what I'm 100% down for. I'm 100% down for shining super fucking bright in the world and for people around in my audience who aren't allowing their soul gifts to shine. I want that in them. I want that deepest part of them to feel it. I want that deepest part of them to feel that that exists in them, that they are that good, that they can be that bright, and that they themselves, with the mental cages in their mind, are tamping it down and binding themselves. And the more that I can shine brightly, and the more that my clients can shine brightly, and the more that we're all winning, the more that the people, like the right, like, knock by knock, I am knocking out those mental cages in people's brains so that their souls can liberate and emerge. It's funny, actually, I have a mastermind client. She's a photographer and she does body liberation. And I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, I think I do soul liberation. Right? So just notice if what you're basing, like, I don't want other people to feel bad if I shine my gifts into the world. If it's coming from arrogance and then you want to clean that up, no human is better than another human based on some arbitrary fucking mental, like societal, cultural, learned construct, right? But then notice if you aren't allowing yourself to feel proud of who you are, because if you allow that, you wake up everybody around you. There's a ripple effect of every single person in your audience. Their soul comes online when your soul comes online and starts to shine. And the more that we just have a collective waking up of all of these souls coming online and starting to shine, I can visually see it. It's sort of like I imagine like lights just going off, right? And like just starting to flood out across the world of all of these people waking up to who they are. Right? And as you do this work of deconditioning the mind and allowing it to align with your soul's desires, you begin to see that you shining really has very little to do with you. You are meant to be a lighthouse so that those who are meant to receive your gifts can see you and receive them. And those gifts have a part to play in the unfolding in the collective. Your shining brightly is sacred. It's a sacred duty. You being seen, you being visible, you being known far and wide for your gifts is essential as an entrepreneur to the growth of your impact in the world, in your industry, in society, in your community, in your network, in your country, across the entire fucking globe. Lighthouses do not shine for themselves. Lighthouses shine brightly to help all the people around them. When you really sink into what fame means from an soul perspective, right? Not from an ego. I've got to like check these boxes to get validated, right? There's a difference in being famous from a soul, when it's emerging from the soul, and when it's emerging from the ego. You want to start to look at where your desire for fame is emerging from and where your resistance to fame is emerging from. You want to clean it up. Do not get it twisted and think that you hiding, you not shining super fucking bright, you not celebrating and marketing the shit out of your gifts is somehow moral or good. Helps nobody. In fact, it makes the world worse off. It is literally the most egotistical, selfish thing you could possibly be doing, is depriving people of your work that you could deeply help someone. If you are resisting fame, notice where it's emerging from. If your desire is to not be seen, to be hidden, to not shine bright, notice that that desire is emerging from conditioning in the mind. If you are intentionally dimming yourself, tamping yourself down, and not allowing your fullest, most alive, fuck yes frequency to just radiate out into the marketplace in every cell of your business, right? It's lighting up in every cell of your body, and then you are pouring it out into your brand, into your marketing, into your selling, all of it. Notice where that mental cage, if you're not allowing yourself to do that, notice where the mental cage is emerging from that's keeping you there. Because listen, so many people come to me and they've been putting themselves out there physically, right? Like they're showing up, they're taking action, like posting or showing up at networking events. Like there's physical evidence, right? And here in the matrix world, we could see, oh, I can see this post has been posted. I can see that this person has done a live. I can see that they went to this networking event. But yes, the words have been posted and their physical body has done lots of work, but energetically, their frequency is not there. They're not aligned with their soul. It's like they're there technically, but they're not really there. Embodied, right? Deeply embodied in mind, body, and soul. And it's when you do that, right? When you really fully plug into your knowing and your desire that you activate your unique frequency, which is at the core of the work you guys do once you come into the Brand Alchemy Accelerator with me. So shine on, you crazy diamonds. Make sure you get your screenshots of your podcast review and social media share over to support@katherinemorsoncoaching.com. And we will send you the details for the private workshop with me on June 1st. I can't wait to meet and coach you there. And thank you so much for taking the few minutes to do it. It means so much to me. And I'm so excited to share this huge milestone of 100 episodes with you. I can't wait to read your review, and I'll see you all next week. Oh,